Dear family, the Lord has asked us to repost this message. It's under a different title and different image, but it's the same message because He wants us to be sure to get it and to share with others. But the Lord is talking about how we're spending our time. He is asking us to spend it on ministry, repentance, and reaching out to souls to give them hope, receive understanding and forgiveness from the Lord. These souls will become saints. So He wants to redirect our focus. Here is the message.
Lord Jesus, please help us hold to the promises You have made to us and not allow circumstances or what we see to overshadow our faith in Your ability to bring good out of desperately hard situations. Amen. Well, guys, after a terrible attack on Ezekiel's body, he was so incapacitated that he couldn't really put a sentence together. But then he was taken up by the Lord into an ecstasy and into heaven. When he came back, he was excited to tell the whole community about it. So we were blessed that some goodness came out of a very difficult situation, and he is still recovering from that. Just then the Lord began speaking to me. Yes, it will not be very long now. Prepare yourselves for a radical stripping down of freedoms and access to things. Soon it will begin, and all will be amazed at the changes in the world. Things they never expected to cease will be taken from them overnight, including people and children. You will no longer hear the song of the bride and the bridegroom. It will be dark, gloomy, and as if the whole world stood still. Lord, I know You want me to speak about heaven and upbeat things. Should I share this message? He replied, I'm giving it to you to share so that they will not be shocked. It would be good for everyone to get used to very plain food and be very grateful for it. Society, as you know it, will disintegrate. There will be looting and shooting, desperate people searching desperately for their daily bread. And at that point, I think my mind began to drift, and he said, Claire? Yes, Lord. Don't for one minute allow yourself to think you have been abandoned by me. Just when your heart feels like it's breaking, I will come through. Do not worry about anything. I know exactly how things will unfold, and my angels will surround you and the refuge and everyone here. Lord, forgive me. I am worried that they will hurt some of our animals or try to eat them. The Lord replied, Let them go. Do not try to hold on to anything. Let it all go. I will cover and protect everything. Cease your worrying. I will not forsake you, nor forget you in your needs. Cleave to me and worry about nothing. I sent you that rapture dream to alert you to the closeness of the hour. You know and understand what that means. So many changes and equipping for those not taken that I do not want you to grieve or lose hope. Everything is planned out. You needn't concern yourselves with any of it. Be more concerned about the souls who are going to hell if they do not repent. Make this time one of ministry and repentance, releasing all cares to me. Focus on the souls, my beloved. I will send you souls who need you. You are prepared for that. You will bring them comfort and hope. Remember, first and foremost, you are an anointed minister. And your concern is not about money or goods, but souls. Oh, how I cry for souls. Please focus on souls and be there for them. So many feel condemned for what they have done. They are deeply in need of forgiveness and understanding. Some of those souls will become saints. Don't worry, beloved. I will send you the anointing when it is needed most. You will not be lethargic and uncaring. On the contrary, you will be able to minister to all their needs. Do not allow yourself to grow weary in well-doing. Lord, I'm having a hard time connecting the dots for the rapture. Yes, I know, he replied. You have much conflicting information and impressions. But as I told you earlier, you do not understand what is about to happen. But as I told you earlier, you do understand what is about to happen, and you will be prepared. You have been prepared for this time for decades. Even your birth situation was designated to prepare you. And here I'm thinking he's talking about me being an only child and my mother was constantly gone, working or going out with friends, and I led a very, very lonely childhood. I had to entertain myself, and sometimes with the wrong things. Thank God for his forgiveness. Jesus continued, yes, you were well prepared, and whether you understand it or not, my very own mother was a strong influence on your childhood. She too knew your destiny, and so she made arrangements for you to learn what was necessary. Oh Lord, what else is on your heart? My sweet spouse, I say to you, peace. I have cared for you from the cradle to the events soon to come. You are obeying me with your music, and for this I am happy. Keep it up until the very last moment. But what about caring for people so wounded that you're going to send me? He continued, you will know when to work and when to stop. The anointing will be there for you in everything. Lord, I feel like you are saying I will be here after that event to help the people you send us. No, you will not be here after the rapture, but there are several events leading up to it, which you will live through and participate in ministry in. Please do not concern yourself with details. I have covered that. My dove, you are coming home soon. And that was the end of his message. Well, we surely are in turbulent times, times of uncertainty, but there is one thing we can be certain of. The Lord is faithful, and he is not constrained by conditions. What's available and what's not available. He has his ravens to drop a loaf of bread to his people when it's needed. He is not under the constrictions of the rest of the world. He's God, and he can take care of us in all of our needs. So let's focus on that, dear ones, and let's not be upset for anything, knowing that God has it covered. God bless you.